Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Races have a certain hype or excitement to them, whether it is horses or people who pit their energies and strength against each other. Anyone who has ever participated in a race, be it a 5 or 10 kilometer run or a marathon, realizes that pacing yourself is very important. The individual who exhausts his energies early in the race has nothing to draw upon when the finish is near. He needs that extra reserve, that extra kick, to finish and win. One of the analogies found throughout the New Testament is that of the distance runner who represents the believer in the race of life. Writing to Christians who were familiar with the games which were celebrated throughout the Roman Empire, the writer of Hebrews likens the Christian to the athlete who enters the vast Colosseum in a race. But instead of a Colosseum or stadium filled with noisy spectators, the writer of the book says that you as a believer are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. That's men and women who have run the race down through the centuries, who are there to encourage and cheer you on. Going one step further, the writer gives some practical advice which provides guidelines for living today. He begins these three guidelines with the words, "Let us," including himself with that vast number of people who have run the race of life. He begins by saying, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles." Simply put, he says that two things hinder your Christian walk. One, he describes as a weight or an encumbrance, something that hinders your progress. The other he describes as sin. But both are to be put aside. Now, some things are not wrong in themselves, but they become wrong when your priorities give them an edge over your families and your God. The sin which does so easily beset us, as King James put it, is a rather graphic word. The Greek word bears the idea of something that ambushes you, or encircles you, or traps you and pulls you down. It's the thought of something gradually working its way into your life, until that habit has you in its grips. Both, he says, should go. The second advice is, let us run with perseverance. Patience or endurance is the way another translation puts it. The race marked out for us. He's saying, don't give up. Pace yourself. It's a long race, so don't quit halfway to the finish line. There's another interesting thought here. You don't choose the pathway. It is done for you. Neither do you choose the time or place of your birth, or the burdens and challenges you must face. But before you were born, God knew exactly the path that you would be required to run, so nothing in your life comes as a surprise to Him. He knew about the difficulty that you face long before you were born. The third, let us, is perhaps the most important. It deals with perspective and motivation. He says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. In 1954, two men, both of whom had broken the 4-minute mile, met on the same track in Vancouver, Canada. Roger Bannister, an English dentist, set the pace. But wondering how far ahead he was of his opponent as they entered the final stretch of the race, he turned and looked back. At that moment, John Landy saw his opportunity and surged past him to win. Friend, looking back will always get you into trouble. Stay focused on the author and finisher of our faith. You can make a difference. Run with patience the race that is before you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.